This is BFBS Esports Live with OJ Borge.
Indeed it is. Hello, I'm OJ Borge with BFBS Esports Live. Thank you as always to our benefactors, the Live Audio Content Fund. This is the show dedicated to gaming in the forces. And this week, how many weeks into this are we now? I don't know. Enough. Lots. We've had lots of fun. We're talking all about the Insomnia Gaming Festival this weekend in Birmingham. It is the biggest gaming festival in the UK. If you've ever been, it is a wonder to see. I've only ever been there for a couple of days at a time. But yeah, we're going to talk all about that. And by that, we're going to talk to our regular guest and our man on the ground, Jonah, or Ace from Army Esports. We'll chat to him a little bit later on. In fact, he's pretty much co-hosting the show with me this afternoon. Plus, we have a very special guest joining us a little later on as well, and that is Heather Dower, the founder and CEO of Hot Drop, a gaming and esports creative marketing agency. Plus, she's a member of the British Esports Advisory Board and a regular at Insomnia Festival, and she knows everything pretty much about British esports and grassroots and that sort of stuff. And she's ace to go with it. First, though, as we're talking about Insomnia, I thought it would be wrong if we didn't play a song that was called exactly that. We had to do it on BFBS, the Forces Station. A bit of Insomnia from Faithless.
Insomnia, please release me and let me dream of making mad love to my girl on the heath, tearing off tights with my teeth. But there's no release, no peace. I toss and turn without cease, like a curse. Open my eyes and rise like yeast. At least a couple of weeks since I last slept, kept taking sleepers. But now I keep myself pep. Deeper still, the night I write by candlelight, I find insight, fundamental movement. So when it's black, this insomniac, take an original tack, keep the beast in my nature under ceaseless attack. I get no sleep, I can't get no sleep. I need
call it a bit of a cliche to play that, but hey, why not? Just because something's a cliche doesn't make it not true. Insomnia. Faithless thought we'd play that if we're talking all about Insomnia this week. It is the biggest gaming festival in the UK. It's this weekend. It's in Birmingham. Gamers from both the RAF and Army Esports teams are competing. And of course, our man who will be on the ground all of the weekend is Jonah, a.k.a. Ace, who's commentating. Ace, how are you, buddy? Welcome back.
How are you doing, OJ?
Not bad, thank you very much. Whereabouts in Birmingham is it? Which are the big old...
It's in the NEC, the biggest place we could possibly put it, I guess.
That is. How much of the NEC do you get when this goes on?
It's pretty much the entire thing. We have... Oh, I'd have to look at a layout, but I'm pretty sure halls three and four are the main ones, but we have the main stage as well. There's also camping in there for all the people that are going to be getting insomnia during the event. But yeah, so hopefully they get a little bit of sleep during.
Well, because I, as I said before, I've been to Insomnia, but I've drifted in and out. I was only there for a few hours one day. People camp inside Insomnia.
Yeah, so they use one of the halls as like almost like a camping zone. People bring tents and stuff to get their heads down, sort of, you know, when they get a little bit tired of gaming. But other than that, I've seen some people stick it for the full event out on their PCs. So,
no.
Yeah. And there's plenty of Monster and Red Bull and other energy drinks be provided. So
that's fully hardcore. But it is the sort of camping I like to indulge in, though, which is camping indoors, which means you're not going to get your tent blown down or rained on. So here you go. Here's the question then. We said the RAF and the Army Esports are going to be there. Why no Navy? Why is there no Navy there this year?
Why no Navy? I was told it was mainly because they've been at a lot of events so far and they haven't quite got the budget this year to do what they want to do at Insomnia. But that's just what I've heard from people from the Navy's esports end. It's not that they're frightened of us. I can tell you that now. They are, you know, even though we've given them a bit of a beating over the last year, they're still winning and putting up a bit of a fight, but you know, they've never dropped the whole senior service thing.
Will you miss them being there? Because the thing is that, I mean, there is a healthy competition between the three forces.
Yeah.
Will you miss them being there?
I will, and there's a lot of guys and girls from the sort of Navy esports who I'm good friends with now, who have met at various events and things like that, and you know, it'd be sad to not have them there. I think a few of them are attending on their own backs, but yeah, as a Navy as a whole, it's a shame they're not there, but more for them to come to the next one, I guess.
So what teams then would you say are looking the strongest at this year's Insomnia?
Oh, Rocket League team. Our Rocket League team is looking very, very, very strong. I think they got a good chance of winning the BYOC, so Bring Your Own Computer tournament at Insomnia this year. However, the other people that attend just as general visitors and come and bring their own PC setups and things like that, I think we've got a lot of good players there as well. So I think all of our teams are going to do really, really well. However, we've got a lot of competition and it's always unpredictable because you never know who's going to turn up. So, yeah.
What's your weekend looking like? Because I know whenever you attend these festivals, you are full on.
Yeah, so we're sort of flat out from start to finish. So we'll get there nice and early the day before the event actually starts. We'll get we're building a FOB this time.
What's a FOB?
Forward operating base inside the main LAN area. So yeah, we've got a massive battle arena, we're calling it, in there for people to come and play our teams. So we're building that. So we set up the day before and also a part in the exhibition hall. But yeah, that's sort of the start. And then all the way through, we'll be streaming is the main thing on our Twitch. But also we've got lots of events and stuff running.
Go on, paint the picture of what the FOB looks like. I'm imagining lots of camouflage netting and things like that.
It's a lot of sandbags, a lot of HESCO, if people know what that is.
No, I don't. What's HESCO?
It's like, so you know what they built Camp Bastion out of?
No.
In Afghanistan? It's basically giant sandbags.
Oh, okay.
What they are.
All right. Wow. Who has to truck them there?
We're bringing them. We've got some trucks bringing some down. So, yeah, it's gonna be an eyesore, I think.
I love this idea of you've got all these people who are like bringing their PCs in, they're wheeling them in little wheelbarrows, the rest of it, and then you guys turn up with massive trucks and humongous sandbags. Look, we'll chat more about this. Heather Dow is going to join us after this. So stay there, please, Ace. Don't go anywhere. Don't believe me just yet. We'll play some more music, chat more to Ace and to Heather Dow after this.
So at my show on Monday, I was hoping someday you'd be on your way to better things. It's not about your makeup or how you try to shape up to these tiresome paper dreams.
paper dreams, honey. So now you pour your heart out, you're telling me you're far out, not about to lie down for your cause. But you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things. But oh, oh, I love her because she moves in her own way. But oh, at a show on Tuesday, she was in her mindset, tempered furs and spangled boots. Looks are deceiving, make me believe it, and these tiresome paper dreams, paper dreams, honey, yeah. So won't you go far, tell them you're a keeper, not about to lie down for your cause. And you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things. But oh, oh, I love her because she moves in her own way. But oh, she came to my show, you see her about my day. Yes, I wish I would ever make it through all the summer.
She moves in her own way. This is BFBS Esports Live. I'm OJ Borge. Ace from Army Esports still with me and now joining us as well. We're joined by Heather Dower, a member of the British Esports Advisory Board, founder and CEO of Hot Drop, a gaming and esports creative marketing agency, plus a regular at Insomnia. Heather, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I haven't seen you since where? Last time I saw you, I think, was in Katowice.
Yeah, it's been a few months. That's flown by. Yeah,
it has indeed.
Jet setting
it?
As always.
Well, Ace, well, first off, thank you so much for joining us here on this show. When was the last time you went to Insomnia?
Me?
Yeah, Heather.
Gosh.
Last time.
Do you know what? I should have prepared for that answer, shouldn't I? I'm trying to now think. Time doesn't exist anymore. No. When was the last time I went to iSeries? I think it's 2 years now. I didn't go last year. But the team went. That's the joys of running a business. You don't get to go to events now. People go on your behalf.
No,
it's been 2 years. Oh, 3 years. So just before the pandemic. But I mean, before that, I was going every year and every sort of April and August. So yeah, bit of the furniture now, I would say.
Of Insomnia. Yeah. Because, I mean, because you are, I said this before, you're somebody who's well known on the British scene, very much known around the world as well now. You've seen Insomnia grow. What was it like when you first started going there? When was that? When did you first start going?
Yeah, I mean, I started going kind of in the I-50 side of things. So I was quite late to the party. But thankfully, I'm married to someone that went right from the pretty start.
Really?
So I get to hear, all the archaic stories. And I mean, it's really, really grown. And, you know, iSeries really was one of the first chance and opportunities that, you know, sort of broadcasting and commentating was taking place. And, you know, everyone would gather around a screen and watch people commentate games and you know the likelihoods of the stars that OJ you get to see on the stage at IEM, you know, sort of Olof Meisters and Galv, they all came to, I made sure they came to iSeries back when it began, but everyone was a nobody and were starting to really build the scene before it was even really called esports at iSeries. So it's got so much heritage on an international scale, really. And really, if you haven't been to an iSeries, it's a must do for any kind of esports, really, just to get to experience it and say you've been to such a, I guess, poignant event in the whole history of esports. So yeah, it's been phenomenal. I've had the pleasure of stage hosting and being an analyst there, and also having a team, managing a team that won the Overwatch there. So yeah, it's been quite an important part of my stepping stone of career, I suppose, as well. So, but yeah, I think everyone holds it quite dear to their heart.
What was the most exciting then? Being on stage, commentating, or having a team that won?
Do you know what? That's really interesting. I think, I don't know. I think having a team win on stage, because Overwatch, it was the first time they'd done Overwatch at iSeries. And in fact, it was actually Frankie Ward's first hosting gig as well.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, with Nysera, old colleague of ours. I think that was really exciting. I'm really not made for camera
or
for stage
it.
Hosting. So
stop
I didn't
it.
Enjoy doing that. Not very charismatic, despite people telling me. But yeah, definitely team. It was the first time and I really, yeah, that really ignited something for me. So.
Well, Jonah is with me. He's going to be there this weekend. Jonah, any questions for Heather?
Yeah, I guess the main thing is, like, how are you finding the esports scene at the moment? Do you feel like it's becoming a bit more noticed around, not just, you know, within the UK, but, you know, globally?
Yeah, I think it's been quite a privilege to be part of it for over nearly a decade now. And I really remember you sort of... It is bizarre. So I go to the nail salon because that's something I do. And, you know, I'm talking and they say, what do you do? And before I would just make a job up, just sort of, you know, embellish, I don't know, work in marketing and advertising or I help TV shows. But now I can say, I work in esports and gaming, and they will call out events that are happening, like iSeries, or they will go, oh yeah, my son or my daughter watches this content creator or likes this game, tell me a little bit more about it. And I'm actually able to engage about my livelihood and everyday settings, which is really phenomenal. So I think we've seen a huge, huge acceptance. It's mainstream now. I think anyone that would dismiss the fact that esports and gaming doesn't inspire and generate online culture that translates into the mainstream is living under a rock. But it wasn't easy. I've been on many a BBC radio show or, you know, any other form of news publication that, you know, would have some level of negative thing to say, and you're always defending it. Now they're interested and behind it. So yeah, it's good fun. And I think it's something we should all be proud of on an international scale. Yeah.
Because it's one of those things, I mean, it is. I mean, obviously, I have worked for national broadcasters and things like that, and I've been banging this drum for a long time, you know, because I've been around gaming for ages, even not before esports, but, you know, I was playing computer games as and when. Yeah. When did you see it then? How long ago did you see it change? Because part of the reason we do this show is because the forces are starting to have teams within them. Jonah, everyone we've spoken to, they're seeing it as much a part of what should happen within the forces, having a rugby team or having a cricket team or a football team or whatever. When did you see it change, Heather?
It's really interesting you liken it to sport. I think once mainstream publications and outlets and, you know, authority figures started to see really the benefits of esports and those team building skills, those soft skills, those hard skills, the technicality that it takes, it really started to be something that people could kind of grab onto and be like, oh, I can understand the concept of why this is doing so well. And so I think, you know, sort of there was really interesting, a 16-year-old won the Fortnite Championships and was from Essex. I hope I got that location right. I can't remember his name. And the media went wild for it. And it was like wildfire. It was like this esports thing. And that was maybe 4 years ago now. And that was like, okay, we've made it now as an industry, particularly in the UK. Globally, I think when you're selling out stadiums, people start turning heads, really. Like, they're like, oh, you can put bums on seats and in random stadiums all over the world? Yeah, it's a legit thing. So, yeah, it's been quite fun.
It has, absolutely. Heather, you're all right to stay with us? We've got 11 minutes left of the show. You got anywhere to go?
Yeah, of course,
you're fine?
Sure.
Okay, well, stay there. Ace, you stay with us as well. I'm going to play another song here, and then we'll chat more to Heather and more to Ace after this from the Arctic Monkeys.
I've seen your frown, and it's like looking down the barrel of a gun, and it goes off. And how come all these words? Oh, there's a very pleasant side to you, a side I much prefer. It's one verse, laughs and jokes around. Remember cuddles in the kitchen, yeah, to get things off the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today, when you're all argumentative and you've got a face on. The one that I can't bear, well, can't we just laugh and joke around? Remember cuddles in the kitchen, yeah, to get things off the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today, when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on. And yeah, I'm sorry I was late, but I missed the train. To get things off the ground, and it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today, when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on.
Arctic Monkeys, Marty Bum here on BFBS. This is Esports Live. Heather Dower's still with me. Jonah's with me as well. Now, here's a question for you, Heather, and I'm asking it sort on behalf of Jonah, or at least it's a question for Jonah, which is Hot Drop, which is the business you started with your husband, doing phenomenally well. Fabulous, fabulous business. Jonah, obviously, is looking beyond the force. Is this right, Jonah? Am I asking this question correctly? Is this fine?
I guess I'm looking... I'm stepping sort of out my remit, not just in the forces, but starting my own business as well. Within the esports industry, and I'm already seeing those hurdles, you know, with organizations and stuff, not knowing A, what esports is, and B, you know, sort of being a little bit touchy of like, oh, do we do our toes into that or do we not? What's the best way to sort of, how do you put your point across of, you know, how valuable esports is, not just to, you know, business or an industry, but, you know, to the communities and stuff as well?
Yeah, it's really hard because it's, in a way, there's not as much market share at the moment running a business, because, you know, there are lots of people that are hesitant to get in the space. And what's really interesting, actually, I don't know if I can touch on this topic, but I'll just make a nod to it, is that there are far more movers and shakers in the mainstream world and sports teams that are willing to adopt Web3, but are still at a C-level suite, not really accepting any form of esports strategy. And I'm sort of like, okay, but there's far more data sets and information and viability around esports and the demographics there than there is over Web3, which is, you know, just on its birth and journey. And we are far less nascent as an industry. So I think it's really, if I had the perfect answer, probably wouldn't be sitting in my shed at the end of my garden as a home office, but but we're doing all right.
Lovely, so acoustics, I hopefully have some tips. Lovely acoustics.
Yeah, great. I've really set up a microphone, especially. I am really, everything, all our kit got sent to Cologne for some podcasting, and I haven't had it back, so I'm without microphone. But to your point, Jaina, Data is super important. We have so much data before, even sort of 4 years ago when I was working at ESL, data was really hard to come by. We still didn't actually really know who was engaging with esports really at much detail. So data is really important, but also having really honest conversations that this isn't just a short-term immediate win, and the return of investment and the involvement and what you will build and nourish, and I think they're really key. will come, and but you've got to commit to it and do it. And obviously you've got an employer that acknowledges that, and they might have been the last people to think that would even permit having gaming teams. So that's really fascinating, and that in your set in a way you should be leveraging as a sign that it's a viable option to get involved. It's really hard at the moment. The decision makers at majority of businesses struggle to see it until it impacts them and then personally and their livelihood. Do they have children? Do they have nieces, nephews that get involved? A cousin? It's just trying to find that string to pull on to get them to see it.
And people are starting to see it. I wish this show was longer. We've run out of time. Heather Dower, it's been great to chat to you again. Thank you so much for your time and a lovely shed you have at the bottom of your garden. It looks
lovely.
Thank you. Ace, thank you as well. Buddy, good luck this weekend at Insomnia. I'm sure you and Army Esports and the REF as well, who will be there, will have a fabulous time. I've got time to play one more song before we go. As always, I like to play a song which comes from a game. It was a game that had Lionel Messi on the cover. It's EA Sports. I'm sure we all know which game it is, but which year was this on the soundtrack of that game? That is it. We are done for another show, BFBS Esports Live on the Forces Station. The year of that game, what was it? It was, of course, a FIFA 2013. As if that was 9 years ago. As if. That's all we've got time for. Thank you for joining. Thank you for listening. Special thanks to Jonah, who I'm sure will have a great time at Insomnia, as will everyone else. And I didn't know they camped indoors at Insomnia. My kind of camping, that is. Thank you to Heather Dower from Hot Drop for joining me on the show as well. I'll be back next week, same time. Thank you, as always, the Audio Content Fund. Special guests next week. We're talking to the people who worked around the Commonwealth Games and got esports into that. We're going to discuss the future of esports. We'll see you then. Have a great rest of your day.
On air, online, on the app,
on FM,
and DAB Plus throughout the UK. This is BFBS, the Forces Station.